Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm going to be going over Supergirl Season 6, Episode 10, titled Still I Rise. Before we get into the episode, just do a quick recap of last episode. Let's see if I can remember the last episode. God, this was horrible. Alright, last episode, yes. So, once again, Kara is back on Earth. Nia was dealing with Nixley in the dream realm. So, that's fun. So that's what happened to Nixley after leaving the Phantom Zone. Lena is out. Not in last week's episode, not in this episode. And then Kelly has her new job. She's a social worker. She went to this group home with a sort of, I don't want to call it an assignment, but like her thing is this 10-year-old boy, alien boy named Joey, and his older brother Orlando is in prison. So that was fun. Yeah, so pretty much it was Kelly and Kara did a lot of work together, which is fun to see them together. Kelly working more with Joey, the little brother, Kara working with Orlando. They get Orlando out of there. Joey gets out of the group home, which was run by this abusive lady. Nixley makes a deal with Nia that if Nia lets her out of the dream realm, or helps her out with air quotes, you know what I mean, then she would bring her mom back, but only for a day. So fun. So Nia of course takes a deal, and now Nixley is out in the world. Also, Kelly is gonna become the new guardian. So exciting. All right, so back to 6:10. All right, so we immediately start off with Nixley and Nia. Nixley is officially out of the dream realm in Earth in Nia's apartment. So of course Nixley is a woman of her word, keeps her part of the deal. But the thing is not only can Nia's mom only return for one day, but nobody can enter or leave Nia's apartment, like stay in that room. Nia and her mom both can't leave. Nobody else can come in. That's it. So, and then Nixley grants wish, and then Nixley leaves to go mess up some things because, of course, it's Nixley, right? So, Nia's mom appears, and pretty much Nia got her mom back to help her figure out and interpret her powers and her dreams. She's still also confused and in dire need of help with that. So, that is why she made the deal in the first place. Problem is her mom is angry for letting out Nixley, because Nixley is of course dangerous. It is revealed that the owl from the dream realm last episode was Nia's mom, or was not exactly her mom, but you know, her mom used the owl to communicate with Nia, which I called. Thank you very much, guys. Like I said, her mom says she unleashed a force of hell on Earth, referring to Nixley. So I'm guessing we can expect Nixley to be the main villain for the rest of the season. And then, once again, nobody can leave, even though Nia tries to leave because she just let Nixley out, and that's not good, but she cannot leave, so she's stuck. Then we cut to Kara and Brainy in front of a waving American flag. It turns out it is a PSA about eating vegetables, and Brainy is giving 100% into this PSA. He is invested in getting people to eat their greens. Mostly they're doing a PSA so they can talk about things, important things that need to be talked about. Not imagining vegetables as the first thing they would do, but hey, gotta start somewhere. And Brainy immediately sends it to Andrea, and Kara is not happy about it. She's not excited. That is not what she wanted. She didn't really care for doing that, but can't do anything now. And then we cut to Alex and Kelly training. Woop woop. Yeah, so like I said, Kelly is going to become the new guardian. And so Alex, so they're training, and Kelly is really dedicated on perfecting this one move that Alex has showed her. But she just can't get it down, even though she still successfully puts Alex to the ground. She didn't do the move correctly, so she is kind of upset. Then Kara comes in, and it kind of reminds her about her training. For us, I was in season one when Alex had to use kryptonite against Kara so they could actually fight fairly. The good old days, let me tell you. But then Kelly gets a text that Orlando couldn't get the apartment they were planning. And that is a problem because he needs an apartment to do some things. So Kara goes off to talk to him, and Orlando explains that he can't get a new apartment without a job, and he can't get a job without a place to live. So it's this kind of cycle that keeps going. Kara tries to reassure him that she will help, like she said. And then Mitch, I believe, was his name. Yeah, Mitch. So Mitch, if we remember him from the prom episode, towards more the beginning of the episode with Brainy and Nia going back in time to young Alex and Kara, Mitch is present time now, and he captures Nixley, because Nixley doesn't fully have her powers anymore because she used the last of her powers to make that deal with Nia. So because she doesn't have any powers, Mitch lets her go. But Nixley realizes that Mitch could be of some use to her. So Nixley makes a deal kind of thing to say she will help him trap Supergirl, which is obviously a big thing for him. But of course, with Nixley, she's not always telling exactly what she wants to do. So we'll see where this actually goes. And then we cut to Kara. She walks into Catco because she actually has a job. And William walks up and starts a conversation, of course. He notices all her research that she's holding. She's holding a bunch of papers, files, and blah, blah, blah. And she is explaining the stuff about Orlando and whatnot in her research. And talk about systematic stuff, blah, blah, blah. And William also says that the building that Orlando was going to get an apartment in has now been leased to a sort of computer cloud system company by the councilwoman of that area. So that is why he couldn't get the apartment. Because it's no longer going to be for apartments. So Kara plans to use Supergirl to go to the council meeting and try and change their minds. And of course, who walks up? Andrea. Andrea is always there at the right times. Not when you want her to, but it turns out to be the right times if you think back. So Andrea thinks that just Supergirl going to the meeting won't work on such short notice and just stating facts and stuff, and that if she needs more of a base and people need to know more and get more opinions and have people behind her to sway the council. So Andrea says that a social media takeover is needed to get people on Supergirl's side and understand the issue. And with Andrea, okay, I have things to say. Do I like Andrea? Not really. I don't hate the character. I just don't sort of vibe with it. I don't know if that's because we don't have enough like character arc for her or stuff. Like, we got some last season, but this season I just feel like it's not there, you know? And she's just going hard on doing this, and I want to like pick the brain a little bit about Andrea, get a little bit maybe more backstory sort of deal, like what is going on in her head, instead of her just being like this hard ass boss who wants to do this way. And she's right most of the time when she says these things, but I feel like she could come about it in a different way. I don't know. I just need more, because I want to like her, but I'm not there yet. So I wish there was just more of her like character stuff. Anyway, continuing. Next scene is Nia in the dream realm with her mom. And once again, I've been saying crows this whole time. They're actually ravens. So fun fact, guys. But her mom tells her, because Nia, every time these ravens come around, she always gets scared and she just leaves the dream. But her mom tells her that she can't exit from a dream out of fear, and that the ravens aren't just a distraction. There's always a deeper meaning in most things, and that happens with a lot of dreams in general. So her mom helps Nia, helps her figure out what the ravens actually mean. So Nia sees a little dollhouse, and so she enters it. And so now the dollhouse is, I don't know how that works. It's a dream, all right? So it doesn't have to make sense. But a young maid walks in. So Nia's older sister, a younger version of her, walks in. Then we cut back to Mitch. So the thing is, to trap Supergirl, they need to make a trap. So Mitch goes and abducts an engineer to help make the trap. And then William is out with Supergirl, and they're setting up for a live stream. My only problem with this live stream is, are they filming it on the iPad? Or do they have a camera and the iPad is just showing the videos and the questions? Like, that's confusing to me. Why would you film on an iPad? I hope there won't. I might have to rewatch just to get that out of my brain, because I just found that so weird. So they start doing questions, and people are starting to come in watching. Not all of them are questions, of course, but the stuff that comes in first throws Supergirl off, because they're not they're not agreeing with Supergirl. And so, one, that's hard for like her to take, because normally people listen to Supergirl, so this isn't right. But people are talking about the building that was going to be apartments and is now going to like a software company thing, the Ormfell building, I believe it's called. And there's this whole like thing about gentrification pretty much, and it gets mentioned later in the episode. But when the software company like comes into the building, it's gonna, yes, it'll create a bunch of jobs for the area and make the quality of things better per se, but that also comes with negative effects, such as making property value and rent and houses more expensive, and then people can't afford to live there. So it's like, and then there won't, because people can't live there, there's probably nobody to fill in those jobs. And so it's all this like messy cycle thing, instead of just giving people homes, which will also, affordable homes to be specific, that will also up the quality of life. So it's a whole thing, and Kara is really not explaining that well. And I think that's a bit of her downfall, is she can't like articulate herself because she's so thrown off. I think that's interesting, because it's very realistic in today's world, especially about those same topics. And then Kara obviously hears something, and so she has to leave. the interview sort of live stream to go help somebody or whatever. So perfect timing for her just before she like said something that would totally not help her case and put people on the other side of the argument that she's on. But what she does here is, I believe the engineer scientist guy being kidnapped by Mitch. So Supergirl and the Super Friends are in the tower discussing things, figuring out that it is Mitch who was supposed to be in the DEO, but they released him and now he's doing this. But Supergirl goes back to what she's Kara has been focusing on, and she goes to talk to the councilwoman directly about the Ormfield building. Back to Nia, her and Maeve are kind of playing. Nia has this like glowing sort of orb thing in her hand. They start playing with it, but it ends up hurting Maeve, and Maeve turns into a raven and flies away. This is where Nia realizes what the ravens and stuff actually mean. She realizes that she can't deal with the ravens because she can't deal with Maeve and has been avoiding her because of one, her mom dying and inheriting the powers that Maeve thought was going to be hers, because it goes to I believe the firstborn daughter. So technically they should be Maeve's. But they ended up as Nia's. And so Maeve is obviously upset about that. And Maeve did all this hard work studying for these powers, and then Nia just got them and doesn't even know how to use them. So Maeve's just upset, and Nia's been avoiding it because she doesn't like want to obviously get into it because she still is trying to figure them out herself. And then Nia's mom tries to explain to her that being herself and being authentic about who she is isn't the problem. But Nia's like, yeah, I've done that. I know that I'm doing that. That's not the issue. It's I did that and I still lost my relationship with my sister. And I think that is such like a hard thing. Like you think about it, it's like, yeah, Nia's mom is right in that Nia can't be upset by just trying to be herself. But Nia's like, that's not really the issue to Nia, is like, it's not because Nia is trans. She's done all this stuff and she's done all this good and tried her best, and yet it still went wrong. So that kind of rattled my brain and pulled my heartstrings a bit, I'm gonna say. Like that hit a little too hard. And back to Kara. So Supergirl goes in to the Ormfield building right before the council meeting to talk with the councilwoman. Kara is pointing out that letting this software company, corporation, or whatever have the Ormfield building is gentrification. This is where we get into that whole thing that I explained earlier. But of course, the councilwoman doesn't agree with that, or she doesn't care, I should say, and still sees the people that would be sort of taking up those apartments and living in the apartments that would have been there as criminals, because a lot of those low-income apartments and stuff that was going to be in the Ormfield building were going to the recently unincarcerated, such as Orlando and the people from last episode. So the councilwoman doesn't care. And that's another issue in itself. That kind of goes back to last episode, talking about the sort of prison system and stuff like that. And then we get back to Kelly. So Kelly is still training, obviously trying to get out some anger. And Kelly, com not Kelly, Kara comes in, and she's also angry for her own reasons, of course. And so they both are taking out some aggression. So Kelly is upset that she is not good enough to fight with the Super Friends, which is stupid. But anyways, Kara, of course, being Kara, thank you, explains that as she was watching Kelly train earlier with Alex, she's perfect and she did everything right. Like, and she is totally worthy of being a part of the Super Friends and fighting with everybody because she's good. It doesn't matter if you like perfect one thing. And like, you just have to figure out a way to get to the results. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. And then Kelly sends one right back at Carr and explains that facts and statistics aren't the way. So this is referring to Supergirl talking with the councilwoman, and that sharing personal stories is what resonates with people. And Kara instantly knows that she has to tell other people's stories and whose story that she is going to use for talking again with the councilwoman. Back to the ship with Mitch and Nixley. The engineer isn't actually working on a trap per se for Supergirl because it isn't big enough. Mitch is like, what is this? This isn't a trap. Nixley's like, nope, that's fine. It's all we need. Don't worry about it. So Nixley is, of course, up to something else and not just trapping Supergirl. Back to the dream room. No, not in the dream room. It's Nia's apartment. And her mom explains that she can't totally undo what she did and needs to sit with the pain and the mistakes. And I think that is the stuff with Thea and her mom is just so, I want to talk about it right now, but I need to get through the rest of this episode. And her mom continues, no, her mom doesn't continue. Her mom starts to go away, actually, if I can read my notes correctly, and tells Nia that she needs to trust herself and her dreams. And immediately after her mom leaves, she is, of course, so upset. Because not only has she is dealing with her stuff with her sister, but her mom just like left for like the last time ever. So she's upset, but instantly you just see vengeance in Nia's eyes. She is angry and she, it's not looking good, but I'm excited. I am excited. And then we go back to the council meeting. A Supergirl shows up, and the councilwoman is like, okay, what are you going to do some of this again? But no, Orlando is there. And he is sharing his story about what he has gone through with his brother and trying to get housing and whatnot. And then we cut to Nixley in the ship, and she uncloaks it. And immediately the Super Friends catch them on the radar and they go in and release the engineer. But Nixley is also acting as if she was captured in the ship. And so they release Nixley as well, not knowing who that is, of course. So because of this, Nixley frames Mitch for making a cryonuclear bomb to trap Kara in ice. Of course, that ice cannot be broken by a Kryptonian. So that's interesting. But the bomb is released on the Ormfield building itself and starts freezing the building. So the Super Friends are all working to get everybody out, the council members, people who were at that meeting and whatnot, out of that building. Kara and John try and go down to disarm the bomb while all the rest of them are out doing stuff. Kelly saves the councilwoman by using like a board, and it's not like a whiteboard, it's like a cork board, like, you know, like pin stuff on. She uses that to save the councilwoman from some glass shattering. And John is holding up the building, so I'm assuming they're somewhat in the basement levels. While Kara laser beams with their heat vision, she does that to the bomb. As the Super Friends are trying to get everybody out of the building, they actually get them all trapped on a balcony, but luckily Brainy comes in with the Legion ship to get everybody on the ship and get them out safely. And then Kara destroys the bomb and it blows up and explodes. So everybody's outside regrouping, calming down, but the council has decided to keep the building as affordable housing. But of course, the councilwoman herself is not happy about it. Kelly then realizes after saving the councilwoman and stuff is to be a good superhero, she needs to adapt, which is what she did in the Ormville building, saving the councilwoman, and is she's now real confident in being the new Guardian, which is super exciting. And then we go back to the dream realm. Nia walks up to the birdcage that we kind of remember from this episode and last episode, I believe, and calls a truce with the ravens, and all the ravens fly away. And back to outside the Ormville, Brainy is so proud. I love the relationship between Brainy and Kara. He's proud of Kara for using her platform in this way of, oh, I think they're in the tower, actually. I really should be more specific in my notes. Using a platform that way and using her platform to give other people a voice and let other people be heard. And that is so timely because of social justice movements that have been going on through the past year or two. And for people with privilege, such as myself, and others, and like Kara, to use their privilege to help others and give other people a voice and let them be heard instead of just saying it myself, because I have no ex like Kara and I in our sort of things have no experience in those areas. I mean, we know and understand it, but we have no experience. We don't know what it actually feels like. So let other people who do know what it feels like and have been in the systems and been in those situations, let them talk about it. And we should help them talk about it. I just thought that was I thought that was good. I liked that being included. So good job on the writers for that. And Kara then explains that she understands that the system is not made to help people like Mitch and Orlando. And what she really means by that is both Mitch and Orlando have been to prison in some way, with Mitch being an alien. He's obviously with the DEO in sort of that prison, Orlando in sort of our regular prison stuff. That once you get into that prison, once you get into that system, you can't really get out of it, and you continue to sort of commit crimes because there's no way for you to sort of get back on your feet into the real world. It's super hard for somebody with, a felony charge to get a job or get good housing and stuff. So they end up just committing more crimes because they're just trying to do that to stay sort of afloat. And I thought that's very also true. And Brainy, of course, being the best friend ever, is there to support her. And that just made my little heart weep. Oh, I love Brainy. And then John is also in the tower. He finds some residual sort of stuff from the bomb in the Ormfell building, so Carr goes to check it out. But Nixley is in the basement and she ab is absorbing the residual power stuff and then walks out, and Carr and Nixley come face to face. Nixley, using this power and magic she got from the bomb, freezes Carr in place. And Nixley explains that she made the bomb so that Carr would use her power to destroy it. Super interesting how that works out. Like, Nixley is a smart villain, and like Lex was too, but this is, I don't know, Nixley's like clever, and it's so, that was so interesting to me, like just watching Nixley sort of explain that, and Kara's like kind of dumbfounded. I mean, I was freaking dumbfounded when I watched it, to be honest. And Nixley obviously is doing this whole monologue. She sees Kara's betrayal the same as her father's, which that deep, that cuts deep, all right? her father and her brother's sort of betrayal and whatnot. As same as Kara's like, oh my gosh, like you were in the Phantom Zone for how long and you are still holding on to this stuff with your brother? I mean, time does not pass normally, obviously, in the Phantom Zone. But like you would think you'd have some time to like think that stuff over. I'm like, oof, that's rough. I mean, obviously I understand this about her brother, but her brother is a little rough. And so Nixley vows to destroy Kara because Kara betrayed her. And this is Nixley's origin story pretty much. And so Nixley destroys the Ornfell building with her magic, and she says only magic can stop magic. So in response to that, Kara calls for Mr. Mixxspiderlick. Oh, that's kind of a good cliffhanger, not gonna lie. One thing when sort of Nixley saying only magic can stop magic, because I have watched the rest of the season, I believe that is also foreshadowing for the storyline with Lena and what's coming for her and learning about her biological mom. So that's hopefully coming, I think, next episode, I'm hoping. And like a whew, this is a deep episode, let me tell you. Oh, sorry, I'm wrapping my head around some of the things here. This is why we do rewatches, people, so we can see the nuances in the writing and what deeper meanings are coming and what's foreshadowing and whatnot. Back to Nia and her mom. Those were such like profound conversations and points that her mom was making, and that Nia was sort of realizing for herself. Like, it's crazy about that stuff. Like, just like, especially with Nia's powers, just like the insight. And how wise her mom is, because her mom is so used to these powers and understands them, and kind of with those understands the world sort of from a different perspective. Oh my gosh, it was so wild. And the stuff about Maeve, that's crazy. It was the line that Nia, oh, that's right. Nia can't totally undo what she's done and needs to sit with the pain of mistakes. I love the sort of allegory story that Nia's mom used with the lady and the rabbi. And I think that's true. And I think a lot of people can sort of take that and apply it to themselves. We've all made mistakes in the past. And we all do things that we regret and have regrets in general, myself included, of course. We can't go back and change those. We can, of course, for things that we've done, we can apologize and try to somewhat make up for it, but we can never totally make up. We can't go back in time and undo things. We can't go back in time and prevent things from happening that we can't, because how much I wish it did. Time travel does not exist, and if it does, I don't know about it. So you have to sit with the stuff that you've done and understand it and apply sort of how can you change yourself now to not do that in the future, I guess. And I really, really like that line, and that sat with me. But anyways, overall, guys, great episode. Mr. Mixxspiderlick is back. I'm excited for that. Last time we saw him was last season for the 100th episode. And that was a fun episode, one of my favorites. So let's see how Nixie is going to help out with Kara. And now that Nixley is on the loose, hopefully get some more stuff with Lena, find out about her mom. Ooh. Anyways, hope you guys enjoyed listening, and I'll catch you guys next time.
How you know, man? How you know, man? How you know, man? the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.